Hey everybody, I have a shorty for you today. Go grab your earbuds and I will see you in a minute. Hey everybody, welcome to another Market Your Biz Better shorty, where I share something with you in under 15 minutes so that you can take action today and get on your way to marketing your biz better. I just want to talk about that feeling that you're worried about someone not buying your thing or joining your membership or downloading your freebie, and the fear and the anxiety that comes with the worry that what you've created isn't worth it. It happens. It happens a lot. It happens to people who are super successful, running six-figure businesses. It happens to people that are just starting out, who have been told that the world needs their thing. And I'm just here today to tell you that I want you to let go of the worry. Now, I have told you before in podcasts and on live video that I'm a recovering worrier. I spent a lot of time worrying. And when I finally realized that that was the problem, that was the block that I needed to overcome, it occurred to me that the less I worried, the better everything else is, and the better everything else was. So think of what you worry about. Think about your biggest worry. You know, maybe you're not going to make enough money this month, or you're not going to be able to hire that right employee, or, you know, your daughter needs something for school and you're not sure if you can afford it. I don't know what your worry is, but I'm certain if you are here with me, you have a worry in some way, shape, or form, whether it's about personal stuff or business stuff. And I want you to think about that one worry, and I want you to write it down. I want you to write down that worry that maybe keeps you up at night or cripples you from showing up as your best self. So maybe you're afraid nobody will like you, or nobody will want to buy from you, or, you know, you didn't create enough of whatever it is that you're selling, or you don't have enough space in your business to take care of all the people that need to be taken care of. Much of the worry is often out of your control. That's what I had to learn. I had to learn that I was literally worrying about things that I can't control. And my husband, if he ever listens to this shorty, will laugh and say, I've been telling you that for years. He tells me all the time, why do you worry about stuff that you have no control over? And I'm just a worrier by nature. So I actually have to work on this every single day. And so the less I worry, the better everything is. And it could be something like, there are people that are better at this than I am. And oftentimes with social media, you go on Facebook and maybe you're following people in your industry and you're seeing things that they're doing, and you're like, gosh, they're doing it so much better. Here's how I want you to react. Instead of worrying about why you're not doing it as well as them, I want you to take that concept, that idea, whatever it was that alerted you when you saw it in the newsfeed, and I want you to do it in your own voice. So have you ever been on Instagram or Facebook and seen something and thought, God, why didn't I think of that? That's so awesome. That's the inspiration I want you to get. I want you to get inspiration from other people that are doing amazing things, that are curating amazing social posts and taking pictures that just capture your attention in the newsfeed and you stop scrolling. And I want you to do it in your own way, in your own voice, because the more confident that you get in marketing, the less worry you have. Because if you don't believe that your thing, the best membership, the best meditation, the best course, the best class, the best download, your audience won't believe it either. So how do you get rid of the worry? You build your confidence. You become more secure and more aware of what you bring to the table, what sets you apart from everybody else that is doing what you're doing. Confidence is one of the five elements of the Love Your Biz map that I talk about. And with confidence, you get rid of the worry. And so let me just remind you of the five elements of the Love Your Biz map. You need a product or a service. So you need to have your thing, what you sell, what you bring to the table. You need to know who that is for, so who your dream client is. That's number two. You need to have support. You need to have someone who can cheer you on and pat you on the back and say, yes, this is great. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. Or here's some tweaks that you can make because certainly, nobody's perfect. And then the fourth is inspiration. What inspires you? And again, like I said, when you're in the news feed and you're looking at other people's posts and other people's blogs and other people's videos, let it inspire you to be a better version of you. Let it inspire you to give you what you need to market your biz better. And the fifth and final element, of course, is confidence. The more confident you are, the more amazing and beautiful your marketing will be. So get rid of the worry by building up your confidence. Remind yourself why you are who you are, why people need your thing. Okay? So that's what I want you to work on today. See what you wrote on that piece of paper, that thing that makes you worry? I want you to find a way out of that. I want you to worry less and be more confident. And the more confident you are, the better you will market your business. So I hope this helps you. Again, I am Deb LaFlamme, and I am a recovering worrier. And if this resonated with you, please message me. Let's talk about what you're worrying about in your life, in your business, and let me help you get past that point of no return. I want you to be able to move forward. I want you to be able to market your biz better, and I'm here to help you stop the worry. Have an amazing day, everybody. I'll see you on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Market Your Biz Better podcast. We know there are tons of podcasts you can listen to, and I'm pretty excited you chose my mom's. If she mentions websites or links in the episode, you can find them over in the show notes. My mom always says sharing is caring, and she'd love you to share the podcast or tell a biz friend about it.